Today we celebrate the dedication of the basilicas of Saints Peter and Paul in Rome, celebrating the faith, the pillars of faith that Peter and Paul were for the church. Peter, that pillar of faith residing in Rome, and that pillar of unity for the church because of his faith that he proclaimed in words before our Lord Jesus Christ in Caesarea Philippi, that rock of faith that our Lord praised and said, "You will be the rock which on this rock I will build my church." And so he's always been that pillar of faith for the church throughout the centuries until the end of the world. And Paul, too, that pillar of faith, that sort of traveling pillar of faith who went to the ends of the earth with that unbelievable faith that made him go through untold sufferings and hardships and fatigues for the love of Jesus Christ and faith in him and his name. But they didn't always have this faith, we know. See in this gospel of St. Peter, didn't always have that faith. He had a great love for Jesus and a faith in him to a certain extent at that point, but his faith was still imperfect. And then when he stepped onto the water, he lost his faith temporarily and called on the name of Jesus to save him, "Save me, Jesus." But he lost that faith because he took his eyes off of Jesus, and that's always the case for us when we lose our faith temporarily or permanently, because we take our eyes off of our Lord, and we put our eyes on the things of this world, on the waves, the wind, the storms of this life, and then we start to worry, and we're full of fear, and we're thinking on the natural plane instead of the supernatural plane. Whenever we think in terms of faith, we're thinking on the supernatural plane. Whenever we trust in God, we think of his presence, which is always with us. God is always with us, always in control of everything. But our faith depends on that, and that awareness of the presence of God, that on our trust in him, and the power of God. And that whenever we are anxious or fearful or worried about anything, it's because of our lack of faith. And so we have to strengthen this faith, but this continual remembrance of the presence of God, continually living in a supernatural, from a supernatural plane, even in the midst of the natural things which we see before us always. That's the easiest thing to do, is to think on the natural plane, to look at the waves as St. Peter did, to look at the wind and take our eyes off of Jesus and then get worried and fearful and afraid. But our Lord said, "Don't be worried about these things of this world, but establish the kingdom of God in you, and you will have all things besides." We need to establish the kingdom of God within us. Everything, of all our thoughts, words and actions, all our plans and dreams, and all our worries even, we give to the kingdom of God, to the kingship of Jesus Christ. If he's king of our thoughts, our actions, our plans, our life, then he will be in control and we will not be worried. It's when we take our eyes off of Jesus that we start to slip and sink and lose faith and lose trust in God, and then our life becomes worrisome. And so we're called to always keep our eyes on Jesus, always this trust in the providence of God. God is always in control, even when there are storms and waves about us. He's always in control of everything. Even the adversities that come our way, our Lord allowed them and permitted them. And we can always say, "No, it's that person who's worrying me, who's making my life difficult. That job, that situation, that storm, that sickness, that crisis, I can tell you, I can explain to you exactly, naturally speaking, we can examine it under a microscope. We can I can point to you the words that these people said that upset me. These are all the natural things, but as our Lord is in control of all of these things, we have to just recognize that, and when we do, we are living in the supernatural plane, and we know that if God is allowing it and controlling it and guiding it, then he will bring us through it safely, and we always have that trust in him, and we just carry the crosses, and we live by that serenity prayer, that if I can't change some the things that we can't change, how's it go? We accept the things that we can't change. God, give me the grace to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So we accept the things that we can't change, not because they can't be changed, but because God doesn't want them to change, and we accept his will, and we do change the things that we can, because God always wants us to change for the better, and we need to know the wisdom to see the difference, to know what God's will is in our life, always to think in the way God thinks, and then we will do his will, and we will be at peace. So let us turn always to our Lady, who always thought on a supernatural plane, always thought in the terms of God and what his will was, and always lived in peace because she always did God's will and always sought God's will.